The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chum has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Varel Coast to Coast.
It's Varel Coast to Coast in the biggest way possible right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High in for Scotty today and tomorrow. He's back on Monday. Cam Stewart will join me in a little bit. Mafia in the house. Hayden from LTN. It is an Aaron O Thursday as well here on Coast to Coast. We will kick things off. Little birthday roll call, special birthday roll call today. A litany of big names here on July 28th. Frank Ntilikina, Tyler McGill, Mets pitcher, Michael Badgley, the Chargers kicker, Walker Buehler, Caleb Smith, Zach Parise, one of the all-time greats, Manu Ginobili, Dana White, Doug Collins, Vida Blue, Bill Bradley, Marty Brenneman, but of course, none bigger than the two that we have for Coast to Coast. First of back-to-back big birthdays on Coast to Coast. Mama Ciano, also birthday today. Mafia's mother, happy birthday to you. And finally, yes, yours truly, another year under the sun for Carver High, 42 years young today. So, and tomorrow, of course, we get the Coast to Coast double dip with Pharrell's birthday. Here. So, yes, happy birthday to me. That's right. Forget everybody else. No, we're just kidding. Let's get rocking here. We got a lot to do on Coast to Coast today. We will talk about all the baseball. Two afternoon games going on right now. Orioles holding on to a 1-0 lead over the Rays. Looking to take 3 out of 4 there. They've got a Santander double for their only run. Reds and the Marlins going on as well in Cincinnati. Of course, me and Cam are going to be locked in on the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. Round one, where Tony Finau, fresh off the win in Minnesota, goes and takes the first round lead here. Him and Taylor Pendriff, both at 8 under. Big days for them. Me and Cam have a few things working here in the afternoon for some three balls and matchups. We, of course, are going to let everybody know as we move along. We will talk about the games last night. Mets beat the Yankees 3-2. Subway Series take both games at Citi Field. The Starling Marte walk-off last night for them. Big two games for the Mets. Definitely, you can feel it around here. All the Met fans very excited in the New York area. Yankees respond by minutes after the game, trading for Andrew Benintendi, as they are going to look to get right this weekend, which hopefully means the end of Joey Gallo in New York. They will look to get right this weekend when Benintendi's old team now, the Royals, comes to the Bronx for 4 games. Also last night, Mariners beating the Rangers. Big Julio Rodriguez home run on Coast to Coast today. Cardinals beat the Jays in Toronto. Albert Pujols added again there. So we will go through all of last night's action and also get you ready for tonight's slate in MLB. We have Craig Mish in hour number one. He will be part of the lion's share today, as once a week we always love to look through the futures in Major League Baseball. So we'll do a little World Series, some of the awards with Craig, our weekly check-in on that. Me and Cam will do the strikeouts, the home runs, and the game props. Another good night last night. 5-1 with the K props. Look out, Cam. Catching a lot of tickets. Let's go, baby. We will try to keep that rolling tonight as well. Lots of NFL to get to. Kyler Murray, the impromptu press conference today, to basically blame the media for the story, which isn't a story, it's fact, that it's in his contract that they want him to study 4 hours a week. Wasn't made up. Wasn't a fabricated story. It's in his contract. They want him to watch film for 4 hours a week. Why? Because he clearly wasn't. So today he decided to get on the offensive and blame the media. Oh, yeah, this is disrespectful. You guys say this. What's disrespectful? We didn't put in your contract. The media didn't put in your contract. The team did. Kyler Murray off to a flying start with that new long-term deal in Arizona. Mike Tomlin today on Coast to Coast as well. Big quarterback battle, of course, in Pittsburgh. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty. Cam Stewart joins me in a few minutes right here on SiriusXM Channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us today. So we'll roll through a lot of NFL. Tomlin, coast to coast today. Aaron Rodgers, we played him with that, the way he walked up to training camp the other day with that outfit and the slow walk. Looked like he was going to be in an action film. He had some jokes yesterday as well about his new number one wide receiver. Russell Wilson's another guy. Shows up to camp with this enormous truck, wheels, you know, 15 feet off the ground, gets out of the truck with his own jersey on. He's tough to take sometimes as well. Does a lot of good stuff, but Russell Wilson's tough to take. I hope they go 7-9 this year. Kyler Murray, we will talk about Zach Wilson from the Jets. Dan Campbell today as well. Bill Schwartz. KNWN in Seattle. Lots of stuff to talk with him about with the Seahawks camp starting up, maybe even a little Mariners as well there. And then in the final hour, we will have Adam Kaplan, who it has begun. The training camp saga, the long journey for Adam through all the training camps throughout the NFL, it has begun. He will check in today and give us his first taste. I believe he saw the Giants earlier today up in East Rutherford. So a lot to do on Coast to Coast. We have all the baseball. Me and Cam will follow along with the golf. Plenty of NFL stories. We'll mix in some college football as well as we get rolling with you on a Thursday. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver High, Cam Stewart, and for Scotty, Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. We get everything going right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pharrell, coast to coast on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty, along with, of course, all week long, the Prime Minister, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. You see him normally on Game Time Decisions. You still do this week as well. Hi, Cam. How's it going, buddy?
Happy Thursday, Carver. Ready to rock. Got some live. I thought I'd start off the show with a live golf bet for everybody out there. Just put a couple of stones on. Here we go. Trey Molinex, 200-1 end of round leader. He's 4-under right now. I know he's running out of holes, but you know what? I've seen this guy go low before. $10 gets you $2,000. Let's start the show in style, Carver. We rock.
Wow. Let's go. A 10-for-2 G spot. If we can get our boy Trey Molinex up to the top of the board, can you believe this guy Finau, Cam? In the lead again after taking it in Minnesota a couple days ago. Tony coming out with the hot putter with the 8-under 64. And your boy, Pendrith, the pride of Canada. Also, he was hurt, of course, a lot for the last few months. Finally has gotten himself back in the mix. Where's Trey on right now? He's got a lot of holes to go, Cam. Actually, I mean, he's got still the entire back nine to play. He's 4-under. He doubles that up. At least maybe you'll get a little piece of it if he can get to 8. I don't think that's that bad.
That should be like 80. Like, you know, I don't understand. I guess they think he's junk, but I've seen Trey Molinex play. But let's remember, he won a tournament a couple years ago. We'll get to the baseball, Carver, but I'll tell you, man, like, this is the thing, guys. I know people out there, golf betting, it's just one of those things. Carver and I are hooked. I've been doing it for years, and he's a monster now. just the payouts in this stuff. And as you said, for Finau, he's the type of guy, once he breaks through, he's going to do well. Cover. It just pisses me off when I had him all the other times he finished second. And now he's going to go in a heater, and we're not going to get him at a price anymore.
Same thing with me with a bunch of guys, Cam. I'll ride guys for a long time, waiting for the big payout, and then you jump off board, and 3 weeks later they go and win a tournament. It's very, very tough to take. But that's the part of the ups and downs of betting the golf every single week like me and you do. It makes it – you got to be able to ride those waves, because when you get the big hits, Cam – they're big hits when you get
big
them.
Time.
So that's the good part of it. Even my guy Lee, Don't Call Me Gil Hodges, shot the 6 under today. I had him
great
in the first
Carver.
Round leader bomb pool. I thought that we were going to get him across the line as well. We will get to the baseball now. Yes, we are going to keep. We're going to keep checking in on the golf all day. Me and Cam got a lot of tickets working up in Detroit this afternoon. That's for sure. Before we get to the baseball, Cam, of course I have to tell you, our friends at BetMGM bet $10 any MLB game and you win 200 if either team hits a home run. Bet $10 any game, win 200 either team hits a homer. Promo code MLBHR 2022. That is how we will start things off today with the baseball on Coast to Coast. Make sure you jump in on BetMGM. We have some afternoon games, Cam, going on as we speak. The Orioles were clinging to a 1-0 lead out at Camden Yards against the Rays. In fact, still are. Bottom of the eighth now, Cam. 1-0 there. And the Reds have a 5-4 lead on the Marlins, middle of the seventh, out in Cincinnati.
Yeah, tight games. I'm on the Orioles, Carver. Last night, nothing worse, too. You have an underdog. The game goes to extra innings. They lose by 2. The plus 1.5 is done. The money line's done. I'm just like, God, I hate that stuff. It's like when you have an NBA dog, like an eight point dog, they lose by 11 in overtime or something. You just want to put your head through a wall. But we've been gambling for a long time, and these things tend to happen a lot.
Almost would have been better off with that 1.5, Cam, if Mateo didn't hit the homer in the ninth to tie it. I mean, you would have been better off if he just beat out and they lost by 1.
What a pick, Mateo. You have Mateo with your phone?
We had Urias. We had Urias. Oh, he'd probably hit a homer tomorrow. I mean, we have been a day late and a dollar short on the home run props this week. Alonso last night, right, Cam? We're about to talk about the Yankees. We were a day late on Alonso. We had him the day before. Last night, he goes and hits a homer. Mets beat the Yankees 3-2 at Citi Field. The Yankees down 2-0. Scherzer throws 7 shutout innings, Cam. They get the 2-run bomb from Gleyber Torres, Gleyber Day, to tie the game at 2. But in the ninth, Starling Marte, the walk-off on the Mets radio network in New York.
Many on their feet with the game on the line. 1-0 to Marte. Peralta deals. Swinging a liner to left. Base hit. Put it in the books. Here comes Escobar. He scores the winning run. Marte slams his helmet down at first. The Mets have swept the Yankees. They have defeated them 3-2. The Mets pour out of the dugout. They are mobbing Starling Marte to the right of second base. The Mets have gained a game on the Atlanta Braves. They're now 3 up in the National League East as they have swept a 2-game series from the Yankees, winning it 3-2 tonight in the bottom of the ninth inning on a game-winning single by Starling Marte.
Getting very excited in Queens last night, Cam. Howie Rose on the Mets radio network, the big 2-game sweep of the Bombers. I actually thought, Cam, when the Yankees, because we said this to yesterday, I didn't think there was any way they were winning the game with Scherzer starting for the Mets last night. But when they get him out of the game and they tie it and get it to 2-2, I thought at that point, Yankees got to win this game. They lost last night. They got Scherzer out. They got the game tied late. This is their time. They didn't get it done, Cam. Bad job by the Yankees last night.
Hey, and we'll give the Mets credit, too. This is a series, you know, against your city rival there. They win. They got the Braves breathing down their neck. They're winning games. Great pitching. We talked about this. Like, Dodgers, look out. Mets got pitching. That's the thing. And if they get some timely hitting, that's going to be important. And their bullpen looks to be a lot better than it was in the past, Carver. So, you know what? Kudos to the Mets. I know our boy Mafia, the producer here, he's happy. And don't worry, Carver. You're a Yankee fan. You got a lot of games to play with, buddy. You're just running away with it. Running away with the AL East. No worries.
The only games that matter, Cam, are when we flip the calendar to October. Those are the only ones that really matter in my book. One more from this game last night was, of course, Scherzer pitched, Cam, and we love honesty here on Coast to Coast. And I actually agree with Max Scherzer and what he's about to say. That dopey pitch com that they've been running around with all year, Cam, the guys with the buzzers in their ears and, you know, in between their fingers, in the legs, wherever the catchers are hiding this stuff, Scherzer says no good, and I agree with him. Here he is.
What went into your decision to use the pitch com tonight?
It was Nito really wanted me to try it. Here's what I'll say, pitch com. It works. Yeah, does it help? Does it help? Yes, but I also think it should be illegal. I don't think this should be in the game. Stealing signs is part of the game. For me, I've always taken pride on having a complex system of signs and, you know, having that advantage over other pitchers. And so the fact that we're taking this out of the game and we're just putting in, you know, technology to, you know, now everybody, there's no, you can't have an advantage, you can't steal signs on second. The pitcher can't have an advantage of having a complex system, or it's part of baseball trying to crack somebody's signs. So, you know, does it have its desired intent that, you know, it cleans up the game a little bit? Yes, but I also feel like it takes away part of the game.
Will you continue using it though, since it does exist?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll continue to think about it. I might.
I like it, Cam.
I love Scherzer even more now. Great ping pong tournament, too. After the game, you hear the ping pong? Who's the Mets table tennis champion there? You hear the ping pong in the background while Scherzer's doing the interview. Like, who's winning that? But I will say, I love it. And you know what, Carver? Me and you are old school guys. You know what? Stealing signs? Have complex signs. Don't be a stooge. Have different systems and combinations. I'm with Scherzer. We're old school. I'm not saying let's not bang the drums. But you know what? That is part of the game.
No,
I like it. I like Max
that.
Scherzer a lot.
We don't want anybody banging the drums, that's for sure. But I am with Max. Get rid of it. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver, I, and Cam in for Scotty. Craig Mish next. Lion's Share, Coast to Coast, right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is time for the Lion's Share, and we bring in our own Craig Mish, of course, FST, Newswire here on the grid, covers the Marlins as well. Hi, Craig. Happy Thursday.
What's going on, Mike? Good to see you, man. Yeah, we are closing in on that trade deadline. So it's like, I this time of the year, we get to this point, and I have to have one eye like this, like on the phone.
Yeah.
And I have to have my chargers charged, you know, my extra ones. Like, it's a lot of fun between now and Tuesday, and then Tuesday is just like insane, and then after that it's like it's football season. That's pretty much
right. You go straight from the trade deadline. You get basically 2.5 weeks, and boom, we fly. So, like you said, Tuesday is when the deadline comes. Now, I know it was easy to say last night, look at the quick reaction by the Yankees. They lose two games to the Mets. They go and trade for Benintendi. Deal was obviously in the works all day long, and they just waited till the game to announce it. So the Yankees make the first move of what I think a couple they maybe need to make. I do like Benintendi going there, which also maybe, Craig, means the end of Gallo, although I don't know if they can find a new home for him.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard. But look, again, you just never know when teams are going to take money on. We don't know what their future is. And I think that's kind of the key with Gallo here. Simply put, will anybody just take his salary? I know it sounds crazy, Mike, but this time of the year, you know, you've kind of gone through the entire season, and owners around the league, most owners basically have a payroll, you know, and they're willing to pay their players a certain amount of money. It's very hard to add to that right now for a lot of teams. So for a guy like Gallo, it's like, you know, you're another team, you're your former team, Texas. Are you willing to take on another 10, 15 million just for the rest of the year, or 8 million, whatever it is? It's just easier said than done. So that's why the general managers are always on the phone right now, because it's like, as an example, like let's say Texas wanted Gallo, right? So John Daniels would be like, all right, if I'm gonna take Gallo back, I got to make sure I get rid of somebody else. And I know for all of us watching, it's like, wait a minute, these guys are making so much money. Why does it matter? It does. There's a reason why there is a word called payroll and budget. And that definitely factors in this time of the year, no question. But I thought the Yankees definitely made a nice preemptive move here. What it does is it doesn't win them the World Series, but it makes them feel good about the team. It makes the clubhouse feel like we're going for it a little bit. But I don't think that one move alone is going to win them the title. And obviously losing Michael King, they're going to have to add some sort of bullpen here. I mean, Mike, in the end, Clay Holmes has had a great year, right? But this is not game one of the playoffs yet, you know? You don't know what's going to happen.
And honestly, that's the take that I have on a lot of guys with the Yankees. This has been some start. Now they've cooled off here the last two or three weeks. They've played about five, which was expected. They weren't going to play 30 games over the entire year. But for me, Craig, it's still October. Like all this stuff. Because I've seen the same story, whether it's Judge and all these other guys. I've seen the offense is what always goes cold for the Yankees in the playoffs. They actually pitch pretty well. Everybody says they need more pitching. They need more pitching, which is true. You can never have enough. But those guys getting big hits in big spots, which is what the Astros do to them, they get the big hits. That's where the Yankee season for me is going to be determined. Soto and Castillo seem to be the two big names. I heard Rizzo yesterday. He was on down in D.C. I'm not just going to give him away. I'm not just going to give somebody to take Corbin's contract to make the deal less. As we get closer and closer to Tuesday, Craig, do you believe that he will actually be traded by Tuesday?
I don't think so, but if he was to be traded, you know, it would be out of character for it to be the Padres, in my opinion, Mike. Like, I just that just doesn't seem like something they do. It seems like the Padres the last few years have added pieces, but they don't necessarily go all in. And I was on my show this morning, and we were talking about that, and my co-host Davis was asking me about what I think about Soto. And I said, like, in the end, like, can't you see this being Tuesday and it being 4 o'clock Eastern and you and Scott are on the air and it's like a minute till the deadline and then Juan Soto's on the Dodgers, right? Like, it just kind of feels like, oh, no, here we go again. Like, I feel like that's going to happen. I don't know why, but I get that sense because of the last few years. Right at the deadline last year, Max Scherzer is a Dodger. At the deadline a couple of years ago, Yu Darvish is a Dodger. At the deadline three years ago, Manny Machado is a Dodger. And we have like such short memories, we don't remember these things. The Dodgers love to take these guys that only have a year or two left on their contract. They're willing to just take them. Mostly, let's just let them go, you know? Like we'll just take them and then let them go and we'll find somebody else and we'll pay somebody else. Now, obviously, Mookie Betts is getting paid a lot of money on that team, no question. But could you see a scenario where the Dodgers get Soto, they unload everything, and then in 2 years, they're like, oh, all right, we'll let Soto go too. Trey Turner, you're a free agent. Oh, we'll let you go too. I don't know. They somehow find a way every year.
It is amazing. And if they can get another World Series out of it in the next 2 years, it's worth it even more, right? I mean, if you could go and win another big one and then you let them walk, it was technically worth it to make a trade like that. The Cardinals are always sneaky in these things too, Craig. I just have this sick feeling that the Cardinals have such a great prospect base, have a lot in the minor leagues, that they're a team that could sneak up on Soto. What about Luis Castillo? Where do you think he is going to end up, Reds pitcher, by Tuesday?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the teams that we're not talking about enough probably are the White Sox and the Twins. I think those two teams right now, when I look at it, Mike, you know, I just don't really know if either of them feel like if they're looking at the other team going, we have enough, they have enough, do we have enough, do they have enough? And I know that neither team has enough pitching to win the World Series. And the other thing that I think here with this, and I know Cleveland will be in the mix, I don't really expect Cleveland to go all the way in. I think that this is like they're playing with house money a little bit. But, I mean, the division winner gets into a scenario, and you mentioned the Yankees. I mean, who's to say that in a five-game series that these games are not 2-1 and 3-2 and things of that nature? So I would not rule out either of those two teams with Castillo. And again, the Reds are not going to want to send him to St. Louis. You know, probably try to avoid to send him to any team that could extend him in the NL for next year.
Yeah, that's one team that where St. Louis will be out of the mix. You can't see the Reds going and helping out the Redbirds, that's for sure. It is the lion's share. Every week here on Coast to Coast, we do run through all of the futures. And today's a great day to do it with Craig here for BetMGM's Lion's Share. Let's go to the World Series, Craig. And I understand that these teams at the top, the big five, Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, Mets, Braves, those are the five. There's separation with everybody else. So the question isn't those five. My question to you with these World Series odds is there anybody outside of those main five that you think has some juice to potentially have value to win the World Series this year?
You know, I mean, Milwaukee only because if we're going by the narrative of the pitching wins, they have three guys, if Peralta's healthy, that they could, and even with Ashby actually with four, that they could throw at you in these very boring 2-1, 3-1 games, and they have Hader and they have Williams, Mike, in the bullpen. And so, but then you have to ask yourself, does Milwaukee even have close to enough offense to get through a series that the other team ends up scoring runs? And so, like, you're asking me for a dart throw, that would be the one, only because Woodruff has not had the season that I think he probably wanted to have, but that could change tomorrow. So he's an ace, and Burns is an ace, Peralta's really an ace, and this guy Ashby, who they just extended, is a potential ace, and now you just need six innings, right? And then you bring in Williams, you bring in Hader, and you go home. Although Hader's given up some big hits too, but I guess that would be the one team that, if you said a first round shocker, what happens? Milwaukee would be the dart throw, but I've been pretty consistent in saying I think Houston is still the team to beat overall.
It seems like every week when we do this, Craig, the AL MVP the last three or four has gone back and forth. This week, we swing it back to Judge -105 and Ohtani back to +110. I've been talking about this all week. I'm a Judge guy for it just because I can't give it to Ohtani every single year because it's great, Craig. We've had this talk. He's great. He's amazing. He does both so well, but that shouldn't mean that he just automatically gets it every year. It just shouldn't mean that.
I know, but we're going to look, but you know, and the problem is 10 years from now, Mike, we're going to look back and say, why didn't he win it every year doing what he's doing? He is a unicorn and no one ever is going to do this again. I don't think. I mean, if anybody was going to do this again, why hasn't anybody done it in 50 years? So
it's true.
Yeah, I disagree. Every year Ohtani is effective on the mound and is a good pitcher, barring a home run record breaking season. Now, listen, if Judge hits 65 home runs this season, let's have a different conversation at the end of the year.
Okay.
But until then, because that would be doing something that really no one does. That could change my mind. But until then, Ohtani is still the MVP, and the Angels, I guess they have to make a decision on what to do with him Tuesday. They'd be insane. As bad as they are, they'd be insane to trade him, I think.
1 minute left. As even though Goldschmidt's minus money for the National League side, there could still be some guys here, I think. We saw Harper last year in the second half kind of take it over and win it. I kind of look to Austin Riley with the Braves still at 10-1 as a guy to kind of maybe earmark to potentially get. He's had a good year.
Yeah, I would say that the Braves probably are going to get real creative again before next week. So I'll be really curious to see what kind of moves that they make. But, you know, Freddie Freeman's another name out there, too. I kind of like the Riley idea. But, Mike, this is a guy that, like, doesn't have enough notoriety to get picked on the All-Star game. Like, if the fight is way into that, like, I don't know. It's going to be hard to make him the MVP.
I'm just thinking if he gets to 40, 45 homers, maybe the Braves catch the Mets in the NL East. You know, and the Cardinals are the third wild card. You know me. I care more about record and who wins, Craig, for me with the MVP than anything else. We don't have to talk about the NL Cy Young because Alcantara's going to win it, Craig, right? We don't even need to mention that. I'm with you, by the way. I haven't seen you. They screwed him at the All-Star game. He should have absolutely started that game. That was awful.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday, Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you along with us. Cam, before we get to the baseball props, I did find Skins. We were looking for where David Skins is on the Rocket Mortgage leaderboard. He's only four holes in. He's even par, T96. We got Skins for a top 30 at 9-1 last night. So Skins, who was 500-1.
What a pick.
Shirts. You know what it is, Cam? He's got weeks, like this is, as we said yesterday, it's a putting contest, whatever. He's got weeks where he putts really well, and he's got weeks where he putts like me at the mini golf course. So, like, you never know what you're going to get with Skins. There's a reason he's 500-1. But if he pops this week, all I need him to do is finish T30. Let's go, Cam.
No, I'm cheering for you. I have no money on Skins. I will tell you, though, that guy's the ultimate, like, Thursday, Friday warrior. Like, Skins tends to start off pretty good, and he's a hard guy to find on Sundays. A lot of MC, missed cuts.
Oh, man, missed cut. That should be his middle name, David Missed Cut Skins. over there. All right. Cam, it is time for the MLB props for tonight. Yes, we did the lion's share with Craig for our futures, but that does not mean that me and Cam are going to leave you empty-handed, especially after, how about the K-props last night, Cam? 5-1 with the K-props last night. Getting a little hot here on Coast to Coast with this stuff. So let's do the K-props again. We have Zach Wheeler tonight for the Phillies. He is in Pittsburgh to take on the Buccos. 6.5. For Wheeler tonight, Cam, he is actually under this total in his last four starts, but he has not faced the Buccos in his last four starts. I think you're getting a little discount here with some plus money for the over 6.5 for Wheeler tonight.
Yeah, I like it, Carver. I'm riding your wave. Yeah, you said it. We're starting to heat up there with these strikeout props. I like Philadelphia in the game. They're a hot team right now. They're playing a lot better. I would expect Wheeler to get probably 8 or 9 tonight. I think we can get to over the 6.5. I like it.
Next, we will go Tristan McKenzie of the Guardians in Fenway against the Red Sox. That was another one, Cam, that we nailed last night. Both teams to score four or more runs between the Guardians and the Sox at the plus 190. Tonight, I'm looking for runs again, but I think McKenzie will get some Ks. 5.5 is the number. He's over that in 5 of his last 8 starts. Minus 110. I'm looking for 6 from our boy Tristan.
I think you'll get there. I like McKenzie's stuff. Sometimes he's a little bit erratic, but no, I like that, Carver. That's a good find right there. I agree. I know we're taking more overs than unders, but that's just the way it is right now. Baseball, these guys are free swingers. They go up there trying to hit home runs all the time, and that's good news for us with our props.
Next, Ohtani takes the mound tonight for the Angels in Anaheim against the Rangers. Now, let me just give you, Cam, Ohtani's last few starts. 11 strikeouts, 12 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts, 11 strikeouts, and 13 strikeouts. That's his last 5 starts. So he's been bumped up to 8.5 now for his number. That's pretty high. Plus 110 to the over, minus 160 to the under. Does the double-digit strikeout spree continue for Ohtani tonight against the Rangers?
I like you're getting plus money on the over. Yeah, like why fade it, Carver? It's just winning and winning and winning and winning all the time. And it could be the night to bite you, but you know what? The trend is your friend. So let's take it. Let's go.
I am staying with the Ohtani over as well. We have to go to the steel mill for the Cubbies tonight out in San Francisco against the Giants. That would be our guy, Justin Steele. Why do we got Steele involved tonight? Well, he is flammable. Over in 3 of his last 5 starts, 4.5 is the number. Minus 140 to the over, plus 100 to the under. You've got a Giant team, Cam, coming off getting swept by the Diamondbacks. I just have a feeling at home where they do get a lot of overs, they're going to knock the steel mill around a little bit. Here's an under for you, Cam. Under 4.5 for the steel mill, plus 100.
I like it. Steel, more like cubic zirconia. You're right. I see Steel getting roughed up early and often in this baseball game. Quick hook. He's going to get the quick hook there. I agree with you, Carver. Let's roll.
And finally, Cam, for the strikeouts tonight, let's go to the Bronx. Royals are coming into town to take on the Yankees. Brady Singer getting the ball tonight. 4.5 is the number. Minus 125 to the over. Minus 115 to the under, Cam.
This is mine, Carver. You know I ride your wave on the other ones. Have you seen Singer lately? The guy's coming off a 12K performance, 5 or more all the time. The Yankees are free swingers. Am I missing something here? It almost feels like I looked at that and I thought his number was going to be 5.5, 6.5. I'm like, okay, sign me up, man. Let's go, Singer. Let's sing to the cash window with our winning tickets. Let's go.
I will take the Singer over 4.5 with you, Cam, because you're right. The Yankees are free swingers. But how about I put that also with Singer giving up a home run to Anthony Rizzo? Can I get that out of you? Mm-hmm. We get the 5Ks or more from Singer, but he also gives up a jack to Anthony Rizzo at plus 280. I think the Yankees, obviously, bad taste in their mouth after the last few nights at Citi Field. They got the lowly Royals coming into town. Yes, they'll get some strikeouts, but I think the Yankees will pile the runs too. Rizzo at plus 280, Cam.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Yankees are going to be pissed. You lose to the Mets, the Royals come into town. You know, if the Royals get up early in this game, boo, the fans will it'll turn and it's going to get nasty, even though they're totally overachieving. I'm with you. Rizzo playing a little bit better. Why not, Carver? Ride the wave. I think if the Yankees get their runs, it's by the long ball. Agreed.
I will go back to Fenway tonight, where there has been a ton of runs the last few days. This whole series between the Guardians and the Red Sox. How about this kid, Nolan Jones? He's only been up the last few weeks, Cam, but I will tell you, he's got a homer in this series against the Sox. He's got 4 hits. He's got 3 doubles. He's hitting a ball off the wall there in left field. Give me the kid at plus 500 to go yard again tonight.
Love the price. No, that's the thing. The Cleveland Guardians got some good young players on their team. And these guys are, they're grinding, Carver. I got to tell you, a lot of people like wins under at the start of the year. And now these guys, they're not going anywhere. Good on Cleveland. No, you're right. Good young talent. Love the price.
Next one, I always like to play one guy who's maybe been a little quiet, hasn't hit the long ball in the last week to 10 days. It's Rhys Hoskins for me tonight for the Phillies, Cam. Let's get him at plus 300 in Pittsburgh against the Buccos. We already talked about Wheeler. We expect a big performance there. Give me Rhys to go yard and raise they won't be raising the Jolly Roger because they're going to get their butt kicked tonight.
Yeah, they'll burn it. Yeah, just grab a Bic lighter and light the Jolly Roger on fire. Yar.
Justin Turner for the Dodgers tonight. Now, believe it or not, Cam, the Dodgers have struggled.
God, Carver, how many of these things are you playing?
Hey, I'm playing a bunch,
you must
Cam.
Have, you
it
must
never
be
ends.
Your tickets. Holy jeez.
It never ends, Cam. Four a night, Cam. Justin Turner, plus 400 against the Rockies. Dodgers have not played well in Coors Field this year. A lot of their guys have struggled. Turner, not one of them. He actually has a couple long balls there this year. We'll go with him with the 4-1.
Love it. Ginger on ginger love. How do I say no to that, Carver? Redheads with redheads? Go Justin Turner. I hope he goes deep for you twice. Let's go.
Well, look, and I like the price for your guy as well here tonight, Cam. The Candyman in the mix for Cam Stewart tonight. Candelario at plus 500 for the Tigers up against the Blue Jays. Let's go.
Hey, everyone says I'm a homer with the Blue Jays. I'll tell you, when Kikuchi's on the mound, I smell gas with a lighter, and it could be very, very, very bad. That's the thing, man. I'm worried about this guy. So you know what? Candelario at that price, he's a hot hitter right now. Sign me up at 5-1. Kikuchi, uh-oh.
Yeah, Kikuchi. I love him. I just love saying his name, but he is he's a gas can. He's right up there.
Oh,
he actually has had – he had that little stretch, Cam, of like 3 or 4 starts in a row where he didn't pitch that poorly, but it can happen at any time, and usually it's when you least expect it, like when the Tigers come to town tonight. Let's go to the game props. We've, as you can see, I'm hitting this Philly Pirate game very hard tonight, Cam. Phillies to win over 6.5 in the game, the combo meal at plus 125.
I love it. Carver, I love that bet. I know 6.5 is a low total, but you're getting plus money. I love the Phillies to win. They're almost a $2 favorite. So, yes, I could totally endorse that play. I have the Phillies in some parlays as well. Hope you hit it.
Mariners and the Astros start a 4-game series in Houston tonight. The Mariners got swept at home last weekend by Houston, Cam, so they're looking to get even here this weekend. You've got your Kitty and Gilbert Grape starting things off tonight with the starting pitchers. How about under in the first 5 innings? Under 4 plus a buck 10. Little tight start between the Mariners and the Astros.
That's bold, Carver. I don't know. You're right. I think you're on a ship alone in that one, but I will say this. You're no runs in first inning. What are they called again? Nerfies? Your Nerfies and totals are
Nerfie.
Working.
Yeah.
Nerfies. Yeah. Nerfies and unders. That's Carver's game.
We love the Nerfie, Cam. Nerfie. Maybe we'll go Nerfie with the Astros and the Mariners tonight as well. We might have to slip that one in. So yesterday we cashed with the Guardians and the Red Sox, both teams to score 4. at plus 190. Tonight, Cam, we're up in the ante. Both teams to score five at plus 290. We're going up the ladder, Cam. Let's go.
Give out five, King Kong Bundy style. Both teams to score five. Yes, we can do it. Runs galore. I like it, Carver. You're going for big plus money. Where's the coach?
Oh, that's it, Cam. Coach loves this stuff. Give me the plus money.
Yes,
and Cam, you also have Tigers and the Blue Jays tonight. First team to score wins. We've got the no at plus 168. Tell us about it.
Listen, Carver, I was thinking, let's think outside the box today. What have the Blue Jays been doing? Giving up early runs. That's what they do. And last night, they didn't come back. Wainwright and the Cards shut them down. Who's pitching today? Kikuchi. Uh-oh. What's going to happen? Maybe the Tigers put up a crooked number. Jays could come back. I could live bet them. So I'm getting almost plus 168, Carver. All the Blue Jays do is give up early runs and then come back. So I looked at that bet and said, yeah, let's do it. Maybe the Tigers get one. And then we come back. So I think that's a good price for that bet. And Kikuchi will give up early runs.
Well, hey, top of the first. Boom. Kikuchi gets you down 1-0 early, and then the Jays win it a nice 7-1 game. There you go, Cam.
Sure.
Cash them all around.
Yeah.
Why not? There you go. The props for tonight, Major League Baseball, strikeouts, home runs, game props. Let's have another big night, Cam. Follow up that 5-1 with the Ks. And make some things happen. I was just watching Willie Z hit one into the trees here, and I want to let you know, out of all the guys that are still on the course right now, can you believe Charlie Hoffman is 5-under through 9 holes? The great Charlie Hoffman, the pride of Southern California.
Waste management's finest. Yep. And his waste management green. Green glass. Hey, everybody, I'm Charlie. Yeah. He'll pick up your garbage.
What are they giving? What are we getting for Charlie for first round leader right now? Can we get Charlie at a decent price?
A lot.
He's got 9 holes to go.
I did one more guy, Carver, at 55. Ji-Hung Kim, not the Siwoo. Siwoo Kim's already in at 5. I have Kim in my 6-pack to win the tournament at 66-1. He's 3-under through 9. Took a shot at 55-1 with Jay Kim. Those are my guys.
Plus,
hopefully a miracle.
Plus 380 for Charlie Hoffman. To pick up 3 more strokes
you
on the back nine. And I need more than that. I'm not getting involved with a first-round leader, especially one with Charlie Hoffman's the way that he's been playing. Aside from this front nine today, he has been dreadful for basically the past 7 months. I want no part of it. All right, Cam, Farrell Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty, Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. We got a lot more to do. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard with us. Also, Cam, from that Yankee game last night, Benintendi got traded from the Royals to the Yankees. Happened minutes after the game. I'm sure it was done earlier than that. They just waited till after the game to announce it. I just saw he was talking today to the New York media. Of course, they immediately have to ask him about the vaccination thing because he didn't play in Toronto 2 weeks ago when the Royals came into town. He says that he's thinking about it. There's stories that say he's going to get it at some point if he needs to. So that'll be all worked out. Here's Aaron Boone, Cam, telling you what Benintendi adds to this Yankee team.
It's fake news that we have too many power hitters, too many sluggers. That's fake. We got savages in the lineup and really good hitters. Benintendi's a great hitter.
Talking about
gets on base at a really high clip, hits from the left side, so yeah, gives you some balance. So if we get him, that's another really good big league hitter to add to the mix that's going to lengthen out a lineup and potentially give you that balance you look for. So if we get him, I'll be excited to write his name in.
Yeah, you better be excited. He's talking about savages in his lineup, Cam. His savages, all right. They're savages that in October go 3-for-18 with runners in scoring position with 10 strikeouts. That's what the savages in his lineup do. So he's got to clean it up.
I love Benatendi, too. You know what, Kansas City, since you guys are so brutal and you suck, I'm not going to get my shots. But, hey, if I go to the Yankees or a contender, I'll think about getting jabbed. You know what I mean? He basically says
suddenly
the Royals
aren't
getting vaccinated for. Can you believe that? No. Like, how insulting is that to the Royals? Nah, you know what? You guys suck. Don't worry about it. I don't need to get vaxxed. I play for Kansas City. He better
if
get,
I
he
had
get
bet
the
bet, Cam,
shot,
I would bet he doesn't get it. Even for those games in Toronto, but he'll get it if they play Toronto in the playoffs. I bet you that's what happens with Benintendi. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver High and Cam in for Scotty. We keep rolling. Hour number two on the grid right after this.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save